Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we are studying Sefer Shmuel, Perek Dalet. In the last Perek, we heard of the Nevuah, where Shmuel was told that something will happen to Am Yisrael, Asher Kol Shomot Tzilena Shtei Aznav. Anybody who hears of this event, his ears will tremble or they will ring. And that event is what ensues when there's a war between Am Yisrael and Plishtim. In Perek Dalet. So Am Yisrael's camp is ready. They are set up. The Plishtim are set up. And tragically, 4,000 of Am Yisrael's soldiers fall in the war. The nation comes back to their camp and they tell Ziknei Yisrael of what happened. And the Ziknei Yisrael say, Lama nigafanu Hashem hayom lefnei Plishtim. Why did this happen? Why did Hashem make us fall today in the hands of the Plishtim? And it's interesting that the Medrash Eliyahu Rabbah asks the question, in the words of Hashem, why is it that the Zakenim did not ask, why is this happening, that Chafni and Pinchas are disgracing the Karbanot and the Mishkan of Hashem? Why didn't they ask about that? Why didn't that cause them as much distress as this, the result of that? The fact that Am Yisrael did not have Hashem's protection and therefore fell in this war. So the Zakenim have an interesting idea, which they see as a solution. They say, you know what? Let's go get the Aron Brit Hashem via Vobikirbenu, and then when it is in our midst, Hashem will be in our midst, Vyoshenu Mikaf Aivenu, and Hashem will save us from our enemies. They send someone to go and get the Aron, which is in Shiloh with Chafni Pinchas, and the Aron Brit Hashem comes back to where they are camped, where the army is camped for war. Suddenly, Am Yisrael, they blow great truot, great sounds, as was the practice on their chatzotzrot or their shofrot. And when the Plishtim hear this voice, they become petrified. They say, Meh kol ha-truah ha-gdolah ha-zod. What is this great truah sound in the camps of the Ivrim? And because of this truah, they were aware of the fact that the Aron of Hashem came to Am Yisrael's war camp, which is interesting. Perhaps they knew this because they knew of what had happened in Yericho, because at that point when they were surrounding Yericho in Sefer Yehoshua, the Aron was with them and they also blew truot. The Plishtim become very scared by this idea that the Aron is there, and they say, Ay lanu. Mi yatzilenu miyad ha'elokim ha'dirim ha'ila, heim ha'elokim ha'makim et Mitzrayim b'chol maka b'midbar. Ay vey, who is going to save us from this strong God? He's the one who brought all the makot on Mitzrayim with each maka in the midbar. Interestingly, they're very scared of the Aron coming. They talk about the makot for a nation who's used to paganism, where in their mind there are multiple gods. The makot is a very frightening thought, because there could be a god of water, so to speak, and that god could have orchestrated dam. There could have been a so-called god of the animals who could have orchestrated the maka, where the animals get sick and the animals die. Dever. But the idea that there was a god who was able to orchestrate all these makot, and they'll talk about the God who acted in two different places. They talk about the Mitzrayim, and then they talk about the Midbar, is very frightening to them. Another thing that might have been frightening to them is seeing the Kruvim. After all, to their pagan mind, it is their Pesel, their particular idol, that has the power. And suddenly, instead of just having a nation who prays to a God, they see an image. They see the Kruvim. Perhaps those were factors in the Plishtim's overwhelming fear, which causes the head of the Plishtim to give them a pep talk. Hitchazku, hiyula anashim, Plishtim. Be really careful lest you fall in the hands of Am Yisrael and you become servants to them. And so the Plishtim do fight, and tragically, Am Yisrael runs back, ish le'ohalav, meaning not just to the army base, but each person to their own ohel. The makah is great, and 30,000 Jewish soldiers fall. Tragically, the Aron is taken captive by the Plishtim, and Hophni and Pinchas die. So what is going on here? What happens here? Well, we see that the Zakenim thought it would be a solution to get the Aron with them at the war. And in fact, as opposed to becoming to providing a solution, it definitely was the cause of great problems and this great tragedy. So there's actually a machloket which Aron this was, it's based on a machloket between Rashi and Rambam, which is based on an earlier machloket in Sota, in the Gemara Yerushalmi Sota. And the machloket revolves around the question of how many Aronot there were. Was there one Aron, eight, which Moshe Rabbeinu made and then had the Shivri Luchot, the broken Luchot, placed in, which he placed it in them? Or is it the Aron that we know, the gold Aron that Bezalel made, which had in it the Luchot Shleimot and the Sefer Torah? Either there were these two different Aronot, or there was just one Aron, the Aron of Bezalel, which held all three, the broken Luchot, the whole Luchot, and the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote before he died. In any case, there's no disagreement about the fact that it was the gold Luchot, the gold Aron, which had in it at least the Luchot Shniot, the second whole Luchot, and the Sefer Torah written by Moshe Rabbeinu that came with them. Just so we understand the level of Kedusha, of sanctity associated with this Aron, we know that the Kodesh HaKadashim is the holiest place in the sanctuary where, in fact, only the Kohen Gadol can go in, and only one time of year, and that is on Yom Kippur, and the sanctity of the Kodesh HaKadoshim flowed from the sanctity of the Aron, Brit Hashem, that was located there. So what were they thinking? So it's interesting that Yitzhak Levi, author of Parshiyot Bisvrei HaNevi'im, points out that until the Aron is taken captive, every time the Aron is mentioned in Perek Dalet, it's called Aron Brit Hashem, Aron Hashem, always associated with the name Hashem. As soon as it's taken captive, we hear of the Aron Elohim. So the Zakenim thought that this would be a tool of evoking Rachamim. Hashem's Shekhinah would be in their midst, and he would act in Rachamim and save them in the war, when in fact, the act of bringing it to the war caused it to be the tool of Hashem executing Din, one of the causes, but again, we heard about this Nevuah from Shmuel already in the last parak. We know that tragedy was meant to happen. The extent of the tragedy perhaps had to do with what's going on with the Aron here. Another idea is perhaps they were thinking of the time in Yericho, in Parak Vav, in Sefer Yehoshua, where the Aron was there. But of course there, the Aron was there by command of Hashem. And it was there with them, and that was very successful when the walls of Yericho fell. It was a victory for Am Yisrael. We can also learn from what happened with the Truah, because actually this Truah did not have positive results for Am Yisrael. And the Rambam tells us that blowing this Truah at the time of war was part of the process of tshuva. V'zavar zeh midarchei tshuva hu, shebizman shetovot tzara, whenever there would be some great tzara that was about to befall Am Yisrael, or that befell Am Yisrael, v'yizaku aleha, v'yariyu, yidu hakol shebiglal ma'aseyim hara'im hura lahem. It was a practice that they would blow this great tshuva, and Am Yisrael would realize that there's a problem in their deeds, and it would inspire them to do tshuva. So here it was an act that caused the inner process of tshuva. So both in the case of the Trua and the Aron, it seems that Am Yisrael is relying on some kind of physical act or ritual without associating with it the necessary inner work, the prayer to Hashem, the tshuva that needs to come along with it. Back at Shiloh, Eli is waiting on a chair, derech mitzapeh. He's waiting somewhere where a person can look out and see who's coming. Ki haya libo charid, he's petrified, al aron helokim, about the fact that the aron was taken. And an Ish Binyamin, we're told, who the Medrash says was Shaul, comes back. He runs from the war camp with a torn uniform and soil on his head and a sign of mourning. He comes back. As he enters the city, everyone screams in horror when they hear of what happened. He goes to Eli, and he is about to give the news. He gives it in stages. He says, I came from the war camp. I ran away. And Eli asks, well, what happened? And the Mevaser, the harbinger of this tragic news, says Am Yisrael to run away from the Plishtim. Gets progressively worse, and they were struck in a great magefa, and your two sons, Chafni and Pinchas, died, and the Aron of Hashem was taken. The next pasuk is very clear about what caused Eli the great distress that leads to his death. Vayakas ki roat Aron Elokim vayipol me'al kisei choranit. When the Ish Binyamin mentions the Aron, Eli falls backwards from his chair, his neck breaks, and he dies. And we're told that he judged Am Yisrael, he led Am Yisrael for 40 years. The parak ends off with more results of the tragedy, and that is Eli's pregnant daughter-in-law, upon hearing of the news, goes into labor. She's dying in labor. And as she's dying, the people who are with her try to comfort her and say, Al tiriki venialade, don't worry, you had a baby boy. She does not respond, and this does not calm her. She names the baby Ikavod, Lemor Galakavod Miyisrael. The honor, the glory of Yisrael has been exiled because of two reasons. Al hilakoch karch arona lokim va'al chameha visha. Because of the people who had died, her father-in-law, and her husband, and because of the Aron. But then the pasuk almost has her repeating things, the last pasuk, Vatomer galakavod miyisrael ki nolkach Aron ha'okim. This time she thinks of it in a more, from a more universal perspective. She thinks about the tragedy as it relates to Am Yisrael, and she only mentions the Aron Hashem. And the parak ends with this son being named Ikavod, the lack of glory in Am Yisrael. And we are told that on this day when Eli died, Mishkan Shiloh, after standing for 369 years, was destroyed as well. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.